Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As we take the next three breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Extend the stomach, lower the diaphragm, and take in the life-giving, energizing breath. Hold. Gently, slowly, gently. As we're taking our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention down into the cave of our heart, sanctuary of the soul. And just be mindful of what an wonderful organ our heart is. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional of our time together. For the next 9 or so minutes, we are consciously choosing to commune and connect to the ground of being, the source of all that is, God in us. Inhale. Hold. Gently back. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 42 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mill. As a heart longs for flowing streams, so longs my soul for you, O Beloved. My soul thirsts for the Beloved, for the living water. When may I come and behold your face? Tears have been my only nourishment day and night. While friends ask continually, why do you seem so lost and forlorn? All this I remembered as I poured out my soul, how I knew your presence within me as I went out among the throng, proceeding to the house of prayer. With loud voice we gave you praise and acclamation, a multitude proclaiming gratitude and joy. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? My hope is in the Beloved, my strength and my joy. O my soul, open the door to love. My soul is cast down within me, yet I remember you. From my mother's womb to maturity, through all the days of my life, deep calls to deep, as the thunder of your waterfalls, all your waves and your billows have washed over me. By day you lead me in steadfast love. All night your song is within me, prayer from the heart of my heart. I say to the Beloved, the Blessed One, why have you forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of fear? As with a deadly wound in my body, I feel the pain of war and injustice. While the powerful seem to destroy the innocent, seem of no account. O my soul, Let not the quagmire of war keep me from radiating your peace, your love, and light to the world. My hope is in you, O Spirit of Truth. Be my strength and my guide. O my soul, let us celebrate the oneness of all creation. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Source of all that is, Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you at this time, surrendering our worries, our woes, our fears, our concerns, with so much that is happening across this globe that is threatening our peace of mind, may we remember to come back and trust in you, to let go of all these things, this discord, this despair, this despondency, and remember that truly you are the source of all that we need or desire. Our health, our wholeness, our quiet and peace and right mind. Whatever the need, we simply come to you. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. For all the things that is happening across first our country and in our communities, the floods, the people who have lost their homes, whether through wars, escaping wars, for the refugees that are in horrendous conditions, for what is happening across our beautiful planet, that which we know of and that which is unknown to us, we're surrendering it to you now, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it. O Divine, Beloved, Ground of Being, Source of all that is. You know our individual needs, wants, or desires. Our teacher said it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. That kingdom of peace, of joy, of harmony, of life. Right here, right now, we take just a moment to rest in the silence and allow the silence to water our soul, quench our thirst, and fill our need. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Thou who art the absolute reality of all that is, for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in. To let the word saturate your being. And if you affirm silently our prayer of intention, I am the light of God, within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasing. Take a deep breath in and align with the oneness of your being. love. So I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday. Dr. Ng, Sunday Soul Connections.